Coach Morris joins us now of the victorious Penn Hills Indians. A huge win the other night, 33-28, Northeast Conference opener. First time they have beaten Pine Richland since 08. So the key to victory was Amir Key. I mean, he gets the ball early, goes into the house, and you end up 21-0 on top at half. But the thing that amazed me about you as I was reading the recap that was done by Greg Finley here at KDKA Radio at kdkradio.com, you told your team at halftime it was like a whole new football game coming up in that second half. You knew Pine Richland had the ability to get back in that game, right, Coach?
Yes, I did. And I knew that he was going to be motivated and have his team ready. And I didn't want our team to get complacent and get, you know, comfortable that the game was over. Because I knew that those kids were going to continue to play hard and fight back. So that was my message to the kids all at halftime. But as you see, that, you know, Pine Richland fought back into the game.
Coach, why do you think you were able to jump on this football team who has been known for a good defense for not just this year, but many years? And plus, you had a coach that watched a lot of these players that have now gone to become juniors and seniors play for him during his time at Penn Hills, in which he spent 5 years there. Coach LaDon, who we talked to earlier, won a state championship with them. What was it? Was it just the night that things just kind of fell into place for you? But I think there was not a person in that stadium that would have ever thought you would have been leading 21-0 at halftime.
Well, I'd say our coaches did a great job of preparing. We watched a lot of film. We even went back and watched the team that Penn Hills is, you know, the way they did things last year. We watched a lot of film, and we liked the way our offense is in different sets. So we knew how they were going to give us different looks and different formations that we wanted to, you know, tweak the way we wanted to attack in the run game. But I knew at the end of the day, no matter what, it was going to come down to whatever team, you know, kind of controlled the line of scrimmage who was going to win the game. And I thought, you know, we came out fast and we controlled the line of scrimmage early.
You know, one of the other things we need to talk about, not only did you have a lot of offense in that first half, but your defense really stepped up early. Palmieri is an exceptional football player, and he did have a great game. But for the most part, your defense was able to counter that entire first half, and that was a big motivational boost as far as heading into the second half, especially when it got down to crunch time and they got back in the game, right?
Yeah. We knew he was a good running back. We've seen him on film all week. You know, the few games that we played, we knew he was the key to their offense. And our goal was we wanted to try to win first and second down defensively, because if we can win first and second down, we could kind of control the tempo and hopefully we could force them to pass the football like we wanted. But they passed the football pretty well against us. But I thought our guys did a good job early at start, you know, winning first and second down, which was our push all week. Because if we do that, then we could kind of control Palmieri. But, you know, he had a nice kickoff return to kind of, you know, kickstart our offense and our energy and the tempo. But, you know, we clean up special teams and we do things like that. And then maybe we can start, you know, putting teams away instead of letting them back into the games.
You know, coaches that I'm getting to meet for the first time, and I've been doing this for decades, I always like to take a little time, and we'll do it here on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show right now. Tell the folks a little bit about you and who you are, Coach, and how you ended up the head coach at Penn Hills. Go ahead.
Well, actually, first and foremost, I'm a Penn Hills graduate. I graduated class of 2005. I'm a former football player. I also was on a basketball team. Went to Edinburgh University, where I played college football, and then I ended up going to Duquesne University, where I got my master's in school counseling. And then I've been coaching for the last, 13, 14 years. Coached my first 3 years at Gateway High School under the leadership of Terry Smith, and then the past 9.5 years with Matt Morgan at Plum High School. And then now I'm just here to get my first opportunity as a head coach and coming back to my alma mater and been my road to go to Penn Hills.
Two scenarios I got to bring up. Terry Smith, who I've known for a long time, even going back to the days when he was playing, obviously matriculates to Penn State. What a great mentor, and what a wonderful place to start with him as a head coach as far as your coaching career, huh?
Yes, and I took all of the notes when I was there under his leadership, just how to organize a program, how to structure practice, different things with fundraising, communicating and staying involved with the community, trusting and believing in the support of your administration, your administrative team, your athletic director, your school board, and doing everything the right way with integrity and humility. So I took all of those notes when I was under Terry Smith's wing, and I try to, you know, implemented into the program that I have right here at Penn Hills.
Coach Morris with us now. He, of course, the victorious Penn Hills football team over Pine Ridgeland, the Northeast Conference opener 33-28, the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine Game of the Week this past Friday. First time they beat Pine Ridgeland since 08. But just before we get back to the game and some X and O's, you go back to Penn Hills, your alma mater, which is an awesome thing. But, I mean, this place has got a lot of history, and I've been at this game a long time, going back to Billy Frelick. And then, of course, they win the state championship. You got a young man, Coach LaDon, now at Pine Ridgeland, who comes from Aliquippa, a very proud football community as well. Man, that's a lot of heavy lifting to go back there. So you knew there was going to be some big shoes to fill, and you really had to make the most of this opportunity. But you understood the significance and the tradition of Penn Hills being a former player there, right?
Yeah, being a former player, I already know about the history and all the former players and the pride that comes with the program. So that was something that I've always tried to come back and instill, from going back all the way back to Coach Rabanek, Coach Gordon, Coach Graham, Coach Peterman, and trying to, you know, all them people who have, you know, been entrenched with Penn Hills and then following up with the Coach LaDon and kind of continue to grow and build the program. So I've already knew about the history and the great players that came there. Like you said, Bill Frelick, Tom Flynn, Tom Tumulty, Aaron Donald, Trayvon Hester, Daquan Hardy, David Harvey, Ed Collington, the list could go on and on and on. So I knew that, you know, we wanted to restill that sense of resurgence or dominance, if you will, back in Penn Hills. And I knew that in order to do that, we got to win up front, because that's always been Penn Hills' sting is up front. We dominate up front. Back in the days of Mike White and Coach DeMond Gibson, to coach me my senior year, they were good up front. And in order for Penn Hills to get back to that, you know, that dominant way, we got to be solid and sound up front in the trenches.
Yeah, another one of those great coaches, Coach Gordon, who I remember during my early days in broadcasting, another one of those Mount Rushmore of coaches in the WPIL. Listen, back to the game. So they come out, 90-yard kick return. Palmieri takes it to the house. You guys finally got a chance to catch your breath, and you ended up winning this thing in the end. So what do you think really was the reason why you were able to slam the door shut, especially giving them so much wiggle room in the second half, and you get the 33-28 win over Pine Ridgeland?
Well, the third quarter, we kind of had a couple miscommunications defensively on some of our checks, and Pat Richmond took advantage of it. Of course, the special teams was a gave them some momentum, and you know, we kind of had some miscommunications in the third quarter, but we cleaned it up in the fourth quarter. That's why, you know, we were able to get some stops and you know, finish off the game.
Well, I know one thing. The fans sure loved it, and what a way to kind of get that conference action underway. And I can tell you this, Coach LaDon, not just because of his track record that he had at Penn Hills and what he has done as a player and his roots in Aliquippa, I know that he'll get it going at Pine Ridgeland too. But listen, I can't thank you enough. I know we had to pre-record this thing because you got some church services, so you got your priorities straight. What an honor it has been to catch up with you. Thank you very much, and continued success the rest of the way.
Thank you.